Now on the fifth quarter show, we're joined by Carrollton Trojans head coach Scott Finley. And coach, coming off your second year as a Trojan head coach, it was a roller coaster type of season for the Trojans, but it showed a lot of improvement throughout the season.
Yeah, I was really happy about the gains the guys made this year. They really had put in a lot of work in the offseason between last year and this year, and then to see that, you know, work out for us in the fall, it's really been a good time, and it's fun being with the guys, and we spend a lot of time together throughout the course of the year, and it's really good when it pays off.
And some goals were met throughout the season. Obviously, one of the big goals was to host a playoff game, being a Class 1 school this year, and the Trojans were able to host the first playoff game in 10 years and get the first playoff win in 10 years as well.
Yeah, that was a big-time goal for us. I've been talking about that from the beginning. That's kind of the first step. That's the thing you need to do. First, you got to host that game. Then you want to win that game, and you want to keep building from there.
Okay, and looking at your senior class from this year, is a very line-heavy class. Can you tell us about some of those seniors and what this team's going to miss from next year?
Yeah, Tristan Cooper played on both sides of the ball for us, and he was a leader at the practice field. And he's very physical. Physical guy during games. A lot of times we try to match him up on the best D lineman we saw across from us. He just did some great work, and he's going to be a tough one to replace. Wyatt Rowan, another lineman, our other guard. Again, leader in the classroom, leader on the field, just a hard worker. And his season was kind of cut a little short by injury there toward the end, but he was a tough one to replace, and he does great work. Katie Schluter played most of the year at left tackle for us. Very physical player. Led our team in pancakes, and he played most of the year. He played on D-line, too, as well, and did really, really good over there. Hunter Peel played right tackle for us, and he was the one that very deceptively could get that reach the five-tech. It was very impressive, and he could do really good work on the edge. Shadron Caster played mostly D-line for us, and he is a plugger. I mean, he works in the weight room. He works up front on D-line, on special teams. I mean, he's a big guy, and he's a tough one to move. Peyton Pearson was a first-year player for us this year, and he ended up coming out and winning a defensive end position and started there all year long, and he's going to be a tough one to replace because he just turned into an anchor for us, and very, very excited to see him have success, you know, this year. Garrett Calvert was a transfer. This is his first year with us. And he did a great job on special teams. He was our long snapper and just really good guy. I wish we had just had some more time with him. He really came along as the season went on. Against Marceline, he came in and played a five-tech for us from injury, and he did really well. So a great group of guys, and like you said, very line-heavy, and very glad to see them have success.
They're obviously going to be missed greatly by the Trojans, but the thing that's exciting is all your skill positions players will be coming back, and there's that junior class this year. They'll be seniors next year. They'll have a whole offseason to get bigger, stronger, and be more improved for their senior season.
Oh, absolutely. It's very exciting. And even in our younger groups, we've got some linemen coming up that they're going to be young and they're going to be a little raw, but we've got some size in there, and those guys are hard workers, and I'm real excited to see what all of our guys do in the offseason this year.
All right, can you tell us about some of the accomplishments and the awards, maybe the conference earnings that the kids got? I know the MRVC all-conference team was just announced.
Yeah, Caden Schluter did real well. He got second team offensive line, and again, he's a real physical guy, and so that made it really easy to negotiate for him, you know, to push for him. Gavin Claude was our first team punter. He has very quietly had a phenomenal year punting. He's done really well. He's been very consistent, and he's very athletic back there. It allows you to have a lot of fake punts, things like that. With him being the quarterback, it keeps people honest. So that was really good. You know, really, a lot of our guys, you know, as far as awards go, we don't have all of them done at this point, but they've done really well. And as I tell them, you know, that, hey, you know, you got honorable mention kicker or whatever, they're very focused on the team, you know, the team accomplishment. And I've been really proud about how they've handled that.